tell me what happened. This was a setback, I would assume, but is there any good that comes out of this?
Well, it depends on how you look at a setback. We were hoping to use these funds, and we may not have had to use them, to get the ball rolling. But whatever funds were contributed by people who perhaps didn't have the resources or just couldn't afford to invest in something of this nature, but wanted to contribute to make it happen, that was the whole idea. And my hopes and plans were not to help build the distillery, but to help make it better in the long run. And for instance, if we could have, depending on the capital raised, donated, contributed, however you want to say it, perhaps a gazebo like Four Roses has at the distillery. People love the gazebo. I love it to have functions. Or if there's a lot of money raised with the contributions, then perhaps a detached building from the distillery proper that could be used for whether it be JWR Whiskey Alliance, our ambassador club, gatherings of some kind, or meetings, or weddings, or parties, and dedicate the building being dedicated and shown on the building dedicated to the founding members of the JWR Whiskey Alliance. This does not impact whether we get the required capital raised for the distillery itself. This was intended to be an add-on, but I couldn't go out up front and promise that we'll do this. It would sound like I was asking, well, if you donate, we'll do this for you. I don't do that. And there were a lot of people that had come to us and wanted to contribute, and it's amazing the number of people since we shut it down yesterday afternoon, late Friday afternoon, that have sent me emails, really, really disappointed about it and asking me, if do you have any way, ideas how we can contribute and make it happen? But anyway, it would give contributors a way to say that, hey, I was a part of this from day one. I contributed and I helped make it happen, and give them bragging rights. That was because there were so many people expressed an interest in doing that. But relative to the total capital needed, I can't say we had a setback for that part of it. The setback is for the people who wanted to do something. But as far as getting something out of it, there have been quite a few people email us to tell us, I really don't want to do this, but can you tell us, I'd certainly be interested in investing in the project. So we've had quite a few of those people. Interest has been built because of this. Relative to investing with private investors, investor groups. We met a couple days ago with a large group of investors. And so I don't think this doesn't make it our project happen or not happen. That's up to the level of investments we get. And the crowdfunding wasn't going to make or break that. It might have helped us get the ball rolling, and then we'd use those funds ultimately to do something special.
And I know you described this in the statement as more of a communications problem.
Oh, I blame ourselves. I don't get on social media. I'm a dinosaur when it comes to things like, Facebook, Twitter, all that. And I don't get on. But I heard a lot of the negativity toward the program. And, people make assumptions, right or wrong at their assumptions, and then those are built on. But I don't blame anybody but ourselves for not communicating effectively and efficiently why we were doing it and how we wanted to use those funds. Those were plans and dreams of mine down the road to make the distillery even better. And but I'll put it all on me. I didn't get that word out. I didn't get that message out. I didn't effectively communicate. I've always thought of myself as a good communicator, but I could not, at the same time, go out and say, if you donate, if we get enough, you contributing enough dollars, we'll build a a party room or a meeting room or a gazebo or something like that. I couldn't go out and make a promise like that when I didn't know what to anticipate or expect from the program. So, but I could have done a heck of a lot better communicating relative to the plans and how those dollars would have ultimately been used. We may have used them as we stated, or as I stated, you know, get the ball rolling, but we would have known the amount of contributions. We are dependent on investors to build the distillery. Anything extra would have been used for. And like I said, I don't blame anybody else but myself. And that's just the way it is.
I guess the question that perhaps I should have asked last week was how much investment capital you already had pulled together and whether this would have made a difference. So the blame can go more than one way here. How much investment capital did you already have sourced or at least under consideration before the crowdfunding campaign started?
No, we've had we don't have 100% commitments from anybody, but we have one group that came to us and offering $20 million or to fund the whole project, but that nothing's materialized with that yet, so I can't say that. And we're talking to others as well. We haven't got a dollar in hand right now, but we've had some serious interest in that one. I thought it was an amazing offer. And we have to raise the capital for the distillery and everything to do with it. And anything extra would be icing on the cake, something that we could have done extra. And again, that wasn't your fault for not asking that question. I should have brought it up. And that's right. I don't blame anybody but myself. Definitely not anybody but myself.
Obviously, all those who donated are getting their money back, but you're also still going to go along with the perks that they would have received otherwise, right?
Well, even more. I mean, somebody that contributed $20, they'll get everybody will get their lifetime membership in our ambassador club, which we didn't explain that well either. JWR Whiskey Alliance, our ambassador club. Which will give them a lifetime 10% discount at our gift shops. I'll do the quarterly letters like I used to do at Four Roses to the members, keeping people apprised of what's happening, what is activities going on at the distillery. They'd be invited to, and of course somebody from California, New York wouldn't be able to make it, but there will be annual events at the distillery. They will all be invited to those. They'll get announcements prior to a release of maybe a limited edition of some kind. And those members will also get pre-purchase rights a day ahead of releasing a limited edition. They will have the ability to purchase a limited edition bottle. And they will also be invited to, I'm not going to say if, but when everything materializes, we'll have a grand opening ceremony sometime down the road, a couple of years or so down the road, and they will get each of them get a personal invitation to attend themselves with their spouse or guest. So we were just trying to show our appreciation for their support from the start. And some of them expressed a lot of disappointment in that now they can't be a part of this. But regardless, the main thing was we want to show appreciation for what they did and stepping up to the plate immediately and making a contribution. So whether it was $20 or, 10 times that much or 100 times that much, everybody will get to get those same benefits.
Was there a time this week when you thought about just pulling the plug on the whole thing altogether?
No. In fact, we had a luncheon Wednesday with a group of investors, and we made a lot of good contacts. Now, me personally, the whole project, no. And I'm in with other people, and I don't want to just walk out. But I have thought about it. are these efforts, you know, at 72, I'm not going to get rich from this. I'd like to spend my retirement years doing something I really love, and that's distillation and being a part of it and being part of this industry I've loved for so long. But, yeah, it's crossed my mind. Is this worth it? Could I enjoy my retirement years better riding my BMW motorcycle or going fishing and things like that? And so why am I doing this when, especially after all the negativity regarding the project and the crowdfunding? I said, man, maybe I should just step back and enjoy life in a different way than I've always enjoyed, which has, of course, been in the distillery business. But as a group, no, we haven't backed off and said we're probably in a better position now than we were prior to the crowdfunding because of the interest shown from private investors. There's one, there's been actually a couple of groups that have contacted us saying, hey, we don't have individually the money to put up, and there's talk of even forming an LLC. But first it was one group, there's a phone conversation, email with another, maybe forming an LLC, getting all their friends or members of groups or whatever to fund that their LLC and then take those dollars and buy a larger chunk or invest at a greater level. And then as the proceeds begin to roll in, and it's one thing that's hard about this business, it'll be several years down the road, and they will be substantial then, but then the members can distribute based on the level that's built up in their LLC and their personal levels of contribution. So there's people are thinking a lot of ways. How can I get into it? I don't have a lot of money to invest, but pooling those dollars, that's already mentioned two or three times now, would make a difference.
What do you take away from this in terms of lessons learned?
Well, anytime there's negative talk, anytime you fail at something, it's an experience to learn and get better at. For one thing, you know, I have to rethink the whole thing again. I wasn't sure about the crowdfunding. And then I thought, well, shoot, this could benefit a lot of people. But then as I've mentioned several times already in this conversation, I didn't do a good job getting the message out of why we wanted to do this. And so always lessons learned. No matter how well you think you're communicating something, you can do it better. Stop and sit back and take a look at it. Excuse me. And we actually rushed in too much, and we didn't have everything put together. And then sit back and look at everything and say, how can we improve on this before we jump in? We got everything together, boom, 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 and let it go. And that was a mistake. So we've learned a lot ourselves.
Was that communication error or problem caused by the desire to keep everything secret until you could announce it all at once?
That contributed to it. We didn't want the word to get out like if we had formed our LLC 2 weeks earlier. You know, just take it a little bit at a time. But word would have been spread, oh my gosh, you know, there's a J.W. Rutledge distillery that was just formed yesterday. Let's get hold of them, you know, because people watch those kind of records. There's a lot of things we couldn't have gotten our website out. Everything had to be done in one day, and boy, it was boom, 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 boom. We honestly didn't have time to stop and think. We were doing it boom, 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 go. And that was a mistake. And that's, you're right, that did cause a part of the communication problems, as it was done in too big a rush. I mean, I wrote the letters the night before. We didn't really have time to, we looked at it, the letter on the website and on Indiegogo, the message is what this is about. I did it just the day before, but we didn't, when we got everything together, we released it. We didn't have the time or take the time. We had the time. We didn't take the time to sit back and really evaluate everything, have other people looking at it we were so heavily involved with all the work, and it's, we're talking about hundreds of hours we've spent on putting, getting everything ready to go, not just this, but all the financials, the business plan and everything. And we've been so busy, and once we got to the point where we did something, we should have taken more time to make sure it was done right. We were so wrapped up and involved in the whole process, the old saying, we couldn't see the forest for the trees. And we should have sat back and let some other people take a look at it and say, what do you think? How can we improve this before we said go?